Statement of candidate for member of the State Assembly, District 4. Charlie Schaup, age 61. Occupation, retired Marine Corps officer, farmer. Education and qualifications. I am a retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel and member of a five-generation Yolo County farming family and hope to become your new assemblyman. My family has farmed in Yolo County since the 1880s and currently farms 3,500 acres. As a veteran, I served for 28 years, including combat operations in the Battle of Fallujah and Operation Desert Storm. I am honored to have the endorsement of the Yolo, Solano, Napa, and Sonoma County Republican parties and the endorsement and support of the Napa County Taxpayers Association. I pledge to fight corruption, waste, unnecessary taxes, and pledge to reinvigorate our state's economy, protect our water resources and agricultural industries, make our homes and communities safe from destructive fires, and strengthen education for our youth. Foolish, unneeded spending like the high-speed train to nowhere, the foolhardy Delta tunnels, or purchases like the recent $6 billion Chinese-made Bay Bridge must be fought and common sense reinstated when spending taxpayer funds to keep jobs and industries in California. Reducing regulations on business and local government must be achieved, and reinvesting in schools, water storage, and rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure is paramount to make California the golden state of opportunity again. I'm a graduate of Chico State University, majoring in soil water science with graduate work in hydrology and viticulture. I've also served as a public school trustee, VFW post commander, Boy Scout commissioner, and currently serve as the president of the Esparto Community Services District Board of Directors. Thank you for your support, trust, and confidence. More online at www.charlieschaup.com. Statement of candidate for member of the State Assembly, District 4. Don Saylor, age 62. Occupation, county supervisor. Education and qualifications. I'm running for assembly to help all Californians thrive. For too many in our state, the Californian dream is out of reach. We need a leader in the assembly who will fight for children, working families, students, and seniors who are struggling to make ends meet. For 40 years, I have dedicated my life to public service. I have built a record of responsible fiscal stewardship and advocacy for our most vulnerable populations. In the Assembly, I will work to build a robust economy that leaves nobody behind, increase the minimum wage to $15, enact universal health care, protect farmland, water resources, and habitat, combat climate change, invest in roads, transit, and affordable housing, fight hunger and food insecurity, fully fund K-12 and fix the achievement gap, make higher education affordable, ensure our communities are safe. You can count on me to make a difference, because I always have. I have made tough decisions with heart and balanced 20 annual budgets. As county supervisor, I expanded health care and mental health services, implemented smart-on-crime strategies, protected farmland and habitat, and attacked hunger and homelessness. As mayor, I launched a large water supply project, created affordable housing, and attracted manufacturing and high-tech jobs. As school board trustee, I built 3 new schools and improved educational opportunities for each student. I'm proud to be endorsed by Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones, Treasurer John Chang, and thousands of Californians who think government should work for all of us. I ask for your vote. www.donsaylor.org. Statement of candidate for member of the State Assembly, District 4. Dan Walk. Occupation, mayor, county attorney. Education and qualifications. As mayor and council member in Davis for the last 5 years, I've made tough decisions. I've taken the heat and kept pushing forward. I've brought people together and forged consensus, even on divisive issues. I've fostered economic development and job creation, led construction of a regional surface water project, protected agriculture and open space, and promoted renewable clean energy. I've made public safety a priority, all while passing fiscally responsible city budgets and restoring the city's rainy day reserves. In Sacramento, I'll focus on improving our public schools. Overcrowded classes and decaying facilities shouldn't be the hallmark of a California education. Our children deserve better. We also need universal preschool and affordable college tuition. I'll work to create affordable housing, improve access to health care, enhance rural fire protection, and support raising the minimum wage. No one should work full-time and live in poverty. As the father of two young daughters, I want them to grow up in a world that respects women. I'll push for equal pay for equal work and to protect a woman's right to choose. The water in our region is threatened by pollution, delta tunnels, and climate change. I'll work closely with agriculture, business, environmentalists, and civic leaders to ensure a healthy, sustainable future. I'll take on the gun lobby to protect our communities. Endorsers include California Democratic Party, Congressman Mike Thompson, Assemblymember Bill Todd, all five Solano County Supervisors, California Teachers Association, and California League of Conservation Voters. I'd be honored by your vote. www.danwalk.org. Statement of Candidate for Member of the State Assembly, District 4, Cecilia M. Aguiar Curry, age 61, occupation, mayor, farmer, businesswoman. Education and qualifications. I am a farmer, businesswoman, and the first woman mayor of Winters. I am not a career politician. My life has been built around family, farming, and the community I love, not politics. I think that makes me the best candidate to represent the people of Assembly District 4. I understand the needs of small towns and rural communities, which differ hugely from bigger cities, and I will be a strong advocate for them in the legislature. Having worked in the orchards from a young age and now as co-owner of a small family farm, I know the concerns of agriculture like no other candidate. As a single mom, I raised two girls, dealt with the demands of work and daycare, and struggled to make ends meet. I have real insight into how poverty impacts too many District 4 children and families. Through my work on boards, commissions, and as councilwoman and mayor, I've shown myself to be a problem solver and team builder who listens to diverse opinions and gets things done. My accomplishments include revitalizing downtown Winters, bringing a new regional PG&E training facility to Winters, building partnerships that financed computers for students throughout our school district, helping secure the Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument designation, leading the fight for improved broadband access for rural communities, and founding the Winters Senior Community Foundation and the Hispanic Advisory Committee. With your vote, I can start getting things done for the people of District 4.